Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we launch our second broadcast, for it is Friday. And with me today, we'll also have Brother Paul Sutcliffe. Hello, brother.
Hello. Glad to be here again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Brother Paul, I'm really having fun to have you on these Fridays. I cannot wait for next Friday, believe it or not, because you're bringing flavor to my broadcast, which we do every day here at VCY. Well, Brother Paul, here we go. I know we did a little bit digging around the world to see what the Muslims have done. The first news story from here at USA. So what's going on here in America, Brother Paul?
Well, as you know, there is an Indonesian Muslim singer on America's Got Talent. After singing one of Elton John's pieces of music this week, Putri Ariana, a blind Muslim woman, was asked, "You just performed for the finals. What's the message you have to give the world?"
Before I even get to the message, Brother Paul, what is the name of the show?
America's Got Talent.
Do you know, I have seen some bits and pieces of that show, and I'm surprised that the whole world is in America Got Talent. Do you see that there is an oxymoron title for the program, which is supposed to be Americans Got Talent, but now we have the whole world Got Talent in American Got Talent show. What do you think about that?
I think they either need to drop the name America's Got Talent or just call it World Talent. I mean, it's no longer America's Got Talent. They've destroyed that.
But why can't we be proud of being American and have the people of America who have talents to be on the show? If you want to name it, American Got Talents.
Well, it's not like there's not enough Americans that have talent, too. That's the other issue.
Now, go ahead. Tell me about this blind Indonesian Muslim lady. By the way, if you have not seen that singer, she is wearing the Muslim tradition clothes, which is the hijab. We're going to talk a little bit more about hijab in France again today. She is talented. She sings real good. I heard her myself. Beautiful voice. And she played piano. And she's presenting Islam in a beautiful, beautiful picture with all the colors you wish to have in it. So go ahead. What happened afterwards?
So her answer to this question of what message she had to give the world was, "I believe that we are able, we are capable, and we are equals. So don't be afraid to keep reaching your dream. Our dream will come true if we believe in it."
We're able, we are equal. You know, we're able, that's a wonderful statement, because if you have a goal and you work hard on it, you will be able to catch that goal. But we are equal. That is a sentence which, when I saw it, I was kind of like a little bit, something is wrong with that statement. We're equal. What does she mean by we are equal? I wish the gentleman who was interviewing her and asking her that question would have asked her to elaborate a little bit more. But I can come up with two simple conclusions to what she meant by we are equal. Maybe she meant blind and seer are equal. Are you in agreement with me about that, Brother Paul?
As long as we're not quoting the Quran.
Oh, as long as we're not quoting the Quran. Now, talking about the Quran, we have a problem with that wonderful young lady who would sing beautifully and play piano. Do you know, my dear friends, as Brother Paul would tell you and assure you, that in Islam, music is haram. Haram means forbidden. You cannot play music in Islam, and singing to others than Allah or Muhammad is also forbidden in Islam. And here's the fact. They got a Muslim lady. They gave her the golden buzzer. So she is one of the best. And it just happens that she is Muslim. I'm sorry to say that image she created for Islam by being successful in her singing and playing the music does not fit with Islam. And here we must say, Brother Paul, we do not judge Islam by what people say or do, but we judge Islam by that which is written in the Quran and that which is taught by Muhammad in the Hadith. So in simple words, she sang beautifully and she has the talent to play piano, but that does not fit with Islam because the singing and playing the piano is forbidden in Islam. Now, we're equal, blind and seer. What does the Quran teach about that, Brother Paul?
It says here, I will not say to you that you have with me the Kazan or of Allah, nor do I know the unseen, nor do I say to you, surely I am an angel. I will only follow what is revealed to me. Say, are the blind and the sighted equal? Do you not think?
Here we go. Who's speaking here? Allah. Allah asked Muhammad to say that to the people in his days. And he's telling them that those who are blind are not equal to those who see. So Allah chose for the blind to be blind, and Allah chose for the one to see to see. And if Allah knows, as we learned that from Islam, if Allah knows that there was any good in the people who have some physical problem, handicap, if they cannot hear, or if they cannot see, or if they cannot walk, Allah would have made them different than that which he made them to be. So the blind are not equal to the seer in Islam. Is it right, Paul?
That's what the Islamic scriptures say, yes. That was chapter 6, verse 50.
Quran chapter 6, verse 50. Now, I know that there are two people, very important people for Christians and for Muslims. Both of them met with a blind. In the Quran, in Surah Abasa, we learn that Muhammad saw a blind man. And what happened when he saw the blind man? Can you read to me that verse, Brother Paul? Go to Quran chapter 80 and read to us what is written in the first two verses.
He frowned and turned away when the blind man came to him.
Wow. Who's here? That's Muhammad. A blind man came to Muhammad, and Muhammad got scared, and he ran away. He does not want to talk to the blind man. Wow, what a great messenger of mercy and love. What about the story we read in the Bible in the book of John, chapter 9, verses 1 to 3?
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
And as we continue to read the biblical account, we find out that Jesus did open his eyes. Jesus healed him, performed a great miracle. Here's the truth. Muhammad saw the blind man and he got scared and he ran away. Jesus saw the blind man and he performed a great miracle and he healed him. So blind and seer are not equal in Islam. Muhammad could not help the blind people, but Jesus did. And God received glory from the miracle which Jesus performed when he healed the blind man. Now, I want to say it. Maybe she meant that we are equal, that all the people are equal. And as a matter of fact, I believe that was the message which you see in general about this American Got Talent, that we are one people of one world and we're all equal. Do you know that the Quran does not teach that men and women and slaves who are Muslims are equal? Can you imagine that with me? So, Brother Paul, let's go together to Quran chapter 2 and verse 178 to learn about, are Muslims equal?
O you who have believed, retaliation is decreed on you for the murdered, the free man for the free, and the slave for the slave, and the female for the female.
Let's stop it for a minute. You don't have to read the rest of the verse, but that's good enough. Okay. That's good enough for me. When Muslims retaliate for a murder, they have to retaliate by killing, which is equal to what they lost. So if I am a free man and I killed one of your slaves, you have no right to kill me because I'm a free man. You just pick up one of my innocent slaves and kill him. And if one of my slaves kill you, Brother Paul, and you are a free man, your family have the right to kill me because they lost a free man as they need to retaliate by killing equal to that which they have lost. Now, if I killed your wife, you have no right to kill me because I'm a free man. But all the right you have is to pick up my innocent wife and kill her, which means the Quran teach Muslim men are not equal to Muslim women, are not equal to Muslim slaves. Not in the case of the Bible, in the book of Galatians, chapter 3 and verse 28. Can you please, Brother Paul, read to us what is written there?
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
So we're all equal in Christianity. So once again, the message of this young lady was not true. We're not equal. The blind is not equal to the seer. And in Islam, men and women and slave Muslim ones are not equal. Obviously, logically, on common sense, the Muslim believer are not equal to the infidels. That's why Allah orders the Muslims in Islam to kill and to remove the infidels from the face of the earth. If we're equal, why Muhammad killed the Jews and the Christians? Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, brother boys, let's move on from USA to UK. See what's happening in England.
So in the UK this week, Justin Welby, who is the current head of the Church of England, he is the Archbishop of Canterbury, he just welcomed Muhammad Ali Shomali, a UK representative of the Iranian Supreme Leader who leads the Islamic Center of England, the London Mosque that is currently the subject of a charity commission inquiry because of its role in promoting different levels of jihad. Archbishop Welby also greeted Muhammad Kasbar, a leader of the Muslim Council of Britain, which is the Muslim Brotherhood in England, who praised the founder of Hamas as a holy warrior. According to Welby, this meeting was a pleasure to welcome friends, adding that he had enjoyed the honest sharing of different perspectives.
Oh, my word. Help me, Lord Jesus. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you call Muslims wonderful in England, God help the Church of England. And God help the British people. And God help all the people in Europe. Because I believe it is the end of time. And Europe is going down, and it's going down too fast, Brother Paul. When you call evil good and good evil, there's nothing left. The Bible said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And that's exactly what that head of the church in England is telling us. Calling Muslims wonderful because they have a different perspective on life. I don't know when the British and the people of Europe are going to realize what they're doing is 100% wrong. All right. Well, last week we talked about France and the decision of the Prime Minister of France for not allowing Muslim ladies to wear hijab. And if you remember last Friday, we talked about the father who was upset because his daughter came home, and she came home because she was wearing the hijab. And I believe you're going to see that story will continue to grow in a bigger and a bigger and a bigger circle, that it will be all over France. We learned last week that the father was upset and he was willing to literally harm the principal of the school for not allowing his daughter to wear the hijab. And that is, by the way, a great evidence. Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion. You upset me and my daughter, will kill you. So what happened now in this week?
This week, all over the country, schools are receiving bomb threats.
Bomb threats? Not flowers?
So this happened pretty much. And in Saint-Denis is Paul Allard's a high school in Saint-Denis, which is mostly controlled by Muslims.
It is a lesson we learn from what's happening in France. You allow Muslims to come to America. You allow Muslims to wear the hijab in America. And since they're a small number, there are a few hundreds here and a few thousand there, you're not going to make a big deal about it. Then the day will come and Muslim will wear the hijab, not just a normal hijab, but the full burqa, which means Muslim men can wear the full burqa as Muslim ladies do. And you will never know who's doing what in this country. And when you try in the future to tell the Muslim, now you're no longer will be allowed to wear the hijab because of the threats and the troubles we have for people like you. We do not know who you were, who did something illegally, like maybe robbing stores or robbing banks or committing crime in any way without showing their identity, so you cannot catch these people. And that's when Muslim will really show the real color, and they will threaten your life and others with bombs. And when that day comes, I believe the American people, as you're going to see it in France and everywhere else, will say, it's okay, please, please, go ahead. Where's the hijab? Where's the burqa? Do whatever you want, but don't harm us. That is when the people of the West will submit and surrender to the will of the Muslims in the West. That is what is coming to America in the near future. It's like a cancer spread in the body. I can only imagine if a person who have cancer and go to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, it is 20% of your body. We're going to get rid of one of your kidneys. We're going to take half of your liver, and we're going to maybe take one of your arms. Okay, that's fine. You can do that. But imagine you wait until stage 4, and then the doctor will say the cancer spread all over your body, which means you only have 6 months to live. That is the reality of what will happen in Europe and in America in the future when Muslims spread thick and deep all over the country. Brother Paul, so that's what's happening in France. Guys, pray for the French people. As a matter of fact, pray for all Europe because it's getting bad. As example, let's move on from France to Germany. What's going on in Germany, Brother Paul?
So I have a couple stories from Germany. This first one, 100 newly smuggled Syrians, which are Muslim migrants, were found inside apartments due to they had a big federal raid, and they found 100 people inside apartments. So they got in the country illegally. They didn't even follow the asylum process, and they're paying $7,400 to be smuggled into Germany. And
man, so the smuggling is not just the southern border in America, but it's also in Germany. And I guarantee you it is in all over Europe. But we don't talk about it because the media does not talk about it, and we do not know what's happening. Man, oh man. What is the second story in Germany now?
Oh, so this next story, the citizens of Germany describe their police as a broken police force, which has led to the native German students arming themselves with knives and pepper spray to defend themselves against violent robberies due to the mostly Muslim migrants, which are a huge population now, and they are disproportionate of those who are, I say disproportionate, we're talking there's 60, 50, you know, over their percentage. There might be 20% of the population, but they're committing over 50 to 70% of the crimes, depending on what the crimes are.
Yeah. So we got illegal Muslims in Germany, and we got crime committed by the illegal Muslims who live in Germany.
In one part of Germany, the police are now threatening anyone who dares to post videos of Muslim migrant violence with jail time.
Wait, time out. The police will arrest me if I tell the truth about what the Muslims are doing in Germany, which is the true picture of Islam, the violent, the bloody picture of Islam, which is now growing and growing all over Germany and all over Europe. If I will say anything about Muslims and being violent and being hateful and being savage, then the police will arrest me. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You know, it's even funnier is this is them fighting in amongst themselves with killing, you know, beating each other with metal poles and things.
But yeah. Paul, this is Islam. Islam teach me and my brother against my cousin, and me and my cousin against our enemy. And if Muslims could not find some infidels to kill, they actually kill each other. So now people have to defend themselves. I wonder how legal it is for somebody to carry his gun and protect his businesses and himself as outside in the streets in Germany.
Well, we looked this up today and discovered that you can have a gun in your house, but you can't carry it outside your house.
So I cannot protect myself outside of my house?
You can't protect your business either.
Because your business is not in your house.
Right.
Don't you love the liberal laws, the democratic laws in Germany? You cannot have a so, but you can protect yourself by knife and pepper spray. Wow. What a great future for the German people. And believe me, what you saw, the Black Lives Matter and the Intifada and whoever different groups in America were doing in the last few years, And we actually still seen it last week, where a bunch of guys go inside the store and clean it up. This will be happening all over Europe, and I guarantee it will be happening all over America, and it will be a big, big problem, especially with the illegal Muslims who care less about the laws of the land. You may take my guns away, but you're not going to stop the illegal from having guns because, I mean, they're here illegally anyway. So guess what? They're going to continue to live what they wish to do in Europe and here in America, and in the end, we will be in a deep trouble. Problem, Brother Paul, is going to get bigger and bigger as we see more Muslims becoming bold in Europe. And maybe some of us say, they're not doing it in America. Like, trust me, even if it's happening in America, the media will not talk about it simply because they are Muslims. Whenever I talk to liberals in America and they try to defend the Muslims and Islam, they will tell me, this is not Egypt. This is not Saudi Arabia. That's America, a land where we have freedom of religion. People can worship whatever they wish. Good, good. I'm glad you said that. Just remember, you're so ignorant of Islam and you do not know what Muslims really believe about you or about your friends who are gay and lesbian, which means you will allow Muslims to be in America, to worship as Muslims in America. And when the right time comes, when the Muslim will have the upper hand, they will not allow gay and lesbian, Christian or Jew, anybody else who's not a Muslim, to exist in America, because that is what their religion teaches them to do. God help us. Well, guys, this was a great time to spend with Brother Paul, and I thank you so much. Appreciate you, our dear listeners, and you keep us in your prayer. And we'll see you back again next Friday, Lord's willing. So until we meet again in another Friday broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.